4 minutes after.
Your line is unmuted.
I like the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. This is Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. If we could have the clerk call the roll, please.
Representative Kawasaki?
Here.
Representative Seaton?
Here.
Representative Sponholz?
Here.
Representative Johnston? Representative Ortiz, alternate?
Here.
Representative Josephson?
Here.
Senator McKinnon?
Here.
Senator Bishop? Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Hoffman? Senator Von Imhoff, alternate?
Here.
Senator Stedman, chair?
Here.
9 members present.
We have a quorum to conduct business. This is the first meeting we've had in this room with the mics and this gavel that sounded kind of tinny, kind of for the chair in the place of surprise. Normally it's a pretty loud thud instead of a high thing. But with that, we'll work through the glitches of this new meeting room as we go through today and improve the sound quality and the actions. This is a very nice room, by the way. Anyway, with that, I'd like to go ahead and ask for a motion from the, already mentioned that we have a quorum. Thank you. That we have approval of the agenda.
Mr. Chair, good morning. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda.
We have a motion to approve the agenda as presented. Do we have objections? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is the minutes of April 11, 2018. Rep. Josephson, please.
Yes. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the April 11, 2018 meeting as presented.
We have a motion to accept the minutes as presented. Do we have objections or concern of the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item up, executive session. The committee has items to discuss in executive session. I'd like to call on Rep. Josephson to make a motion, please.
I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22 of the Alaska Legislature and AS 2423-01. The purpose of the executive session is to consider the release of a final audit of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, a preliminary statewide single audit for fiscal year 2017, and an audit of the RCA FY17 annual report. The executive session will also consider contract amendments for consultants Gaffney Klein, In3 Energy, and a new contract with the law firm Wiley Brine.
Okay, we have a motion to move an executive session, and I'll object just for make a quick comment. Just for those working on the schedule today, I expect our executive session to take a break around noon for an hour and a half for lunch or so, or an hour, we'll figure that out, and then come back into executive session in the afternoon. I expect the first section will be a couple hours. The second session might be another couple hours. So it'll be late in the afternoon before we come back into the public arena. That'll move my objection to the motion.
Chair, I'd like to add a second feature to the motion and ask that the following individuals remain in the room or online. The legislative auditor, Chris Curtis, necessary staff for legislative audit, necessary contractors of legislative audit, attorney Michael Caulfield and attorney Eric Wolforth, any legislators not on the committee, and any legislative staff or legislative budget and audit committee members.
Okay. We have a motion to go into executive session. Do we have objection? We'll have a brief at ease. Committee out of executive session back onto the public record. Just for the record, it's Tuesday, June 5th, 2018, 5 minutes after.
come back on the record. Time is 5 minutes after 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the 5th of June, 2018. We have several motions here. I'd like to have Rep. Josephson walk through them, but before we get into that, we have to do a roll call to constitute a quorum again. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Representative Kawasaki.
Here.
Representative Seaton.
Here.
Representative Sponholz.
Here.
Representative Johnston. Representative Ortiz, alternate.
Here.
Representative Josephson.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Bishop. Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Von Imhoff, alternate. Senator Stedman, chair.
Here.
8 members present.
With 8 members present, we have a quorum. Conduct business. Rep. Josephson, do you have several motions? If you could please read them one at a time, then we'll take action on them.
Yes, and Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a quick disclosure. We heard briefly from an attorney named Michael Caulfield, who is under contract with Legislative Audit Division. He's an employee of Jermaine Dunnigan & Owens. My sister is a partner there, and I noted that when that contract was renewed on the record. And my recollection is I asked to be recused, but I just wanted to clarify that although I had met Mr. Caulfield prior to today, he works with my sister.
Okay. We noted.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee approve the release of the final Alaska Mental Health Trust audit to the public.
We have a motion to move the final Alaska Mental Health Trust audit to the public. We have objection. Hearing no objection, we will go ahead and move the final Alaska Mental Health Trust audit to the public arena. Next item.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee approve the release of the preliminary statewide FY17 single audit to the applicable state agencies for formal comment.
And we have a motion to move the preliminary statewide FY17 single audit to the applicable state agencies for formal comment. We have objection. Hearing none, committee will take that action. Next item.
I move that the committee approve the release of the preliminary audit of the RCA FY17 annual report to the applicable state agencies for formal comment.
We have a motion to move the preliminary audit of the RCA FY17 annual report to the applicable state agencies for formal comment. We have objection. Seeing none, we will take action on that and move it to the agencies. Next item.
I move that the committee approve the amendment for the contract with Daphne Klein as presented to the committee.
And we have a motion to move the amendment on the Daphne Klein consultant contract. We have objection. Hearing none, that motion is approved. Next item.
The committee approved the amendment for the contract with In3 Energy as presented to the committee.
We have a motion to move the amendment to the contract of In3 Energy as presented to the committee. Do we have objection? Seeing and hearing none, the committee will take that action. Next item.
I move that the committee approve a new contract with Wiley Ryan as presented to the committee and to approve entering into an engagement letter with a law firm that conforms to the contract approved by legislative legal.
And we have a motion to approve the contract with Wiley Ryan as presented to the committee and to approve entering into an engagement letter with a law firm that conforms to the contract approved by Ledge Legal. Do we have objection? Hearing and seeing none, the committee will take that action. That concludes the action items dealing with our audits and other issues we've dealt with. We're going to go on now to item number 6 on the committee. Rep. Josephson, you have a motion on that, please.
And, Mr. Chair, do we want to hear a presentation first? How would you like to proceed?
Yes, let's do that. I'm getting a little bit too rambunctious here late in the day. We should actually discuss the item before we take action on it. So I apologize for that.
Microphone is not on. The red light is on.
If we can have all the brigadis. Live mic for Mr. Barrero. If you could start over again, Mr. Barrero, please.
Chairman, for the record, my name is Randy Barrero, staff to the LB&A committee. Members have before them a memorandum from yourself dated May 28, 2018, requesting approval by the committee for a special audit of the Department of Revenue. The audit is related to a tax credit loan program. Some concerns were brought to the attention of staff, and it was reviewed, discussed with the auditor, discussed with the agency, found was that there was enough information to warrant a special audit request. The memorandum describes the background and some of the timeline of the program, and also lays out the specific areas of investigation for the auditor on page 2.
Do you have questions, concerns? What goes to some?
Chair, I move that the committee approve the special audit request as presented to the committee and set forth in the May 28, 2018 memo to committee members.
And we have a motion before us to approve the special audit request to present to the committee and set forth 28th of May 2018 memo to the committee members. We have objection. Well, I'll object for discussion. Senator Ginnin.
Chairman, I just wanted to see if we could hear from Ms. Curtis as to the time completion for the audit. If
can you come forward, please?
Her team table. For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, State Legislative Auditor. Through the Chair, Senator McKinnon, I believe this is something we could start next spring. We have two special audits in the hopper right now that we need to start also around that time. I believe this is something we can get done at the same time. That was it, Mr. Chairman. Is there anything else that's holding inside of LB&A that hasn't been completed that needs to be released? And did we release the MATSU area audit already? Through the chair, MAT-8 has been drafted and on my inbox. I haven't been drafted for several months now. I haven't given it priority. Expect that to take that preliminary probably at the September meeting. We'll have 5 sunsets to be taken at that time as well. I also expect to get out a special audit of the Gaslin Development Organization, September, October. So, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'll go ahead and renew my objection for the adoption of the special audit request. Do we have any further objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and adopt that. That concludes our agenda. Any other items, concerns, I think? Anything members want to bring up to the committee? I'd like to thank committee members for coming in today on a nice June day. I appreciate it. So we will be contacting the committee members to find the best schedule, most of us, in the upcoming July meeting. We're trying to balance that. So I'll have Mr. Barrero contact everybody, and we'll juggle the dates.
We're here sometime after, I think it's Friday the 6th is better for me.
Right.
Yeah. Be in Bryce Edgman's district.
Okay. Yeah, the first week in July won't work for virtually anybody. It's 4th of July. And did you come forward, please, real quick? And then, Ms. Curtis, could you kind of highlight some of the targeted dates we talked about earlier? But again, we haven't talked to anybody in the committee yet, so we got to just all in flux. But go ahead.
For the record, this is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor. So we definitely there is a need to get out the single audit as soon as possible. That July 4th week, not only is it difficult to have a meeting, but it's going to be difficult to deliver the audit reports to folks because they aren't going to be there. So we're looking at possibly the 12th of July, maybe the morning of the 13th is the earliest date. The next meeting for audit purposes, we're looking at last half of the first week of October, and then the follow-up meeting in the first week of November.
So we'll keep everybody posted and juggle the dates the best we can. But October, the weather turns up here, so trying to keep the September clear. And then we got, of course, November. Nothing going on in November for someone else. Any other questions, concerns, issues brought up before we adjourn today? Okay, thanks, everybody, for coming. We are adjourned at 3:17 p.m.